shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I would be complex, I would be cool. They say I played the field before I found someone to commit to. And that would be okay for me to do. Every conquest I had made would make me more of a boss to you. I'd be a fearless leader, I'd be an alpha type.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Shasta Unmasked. This is Jessica, and we're here with my co-hosts, Shay and Ashley.
Hi.
Hello, ladies. And we have a guest with us tonight, Jenny Nguyen, our surprise guest. Hello, Jenny.
Hi.
We're so happy to have Jenny with us because she was at the Board of Supervisor meeting in person today, so it's always nice to be able to chat with somebody that was actually there and witness firsthand the experiences that she witnessed.
It was an experience.
Yes. So first, we wanted to start today by just making one thing unequivocally clear, that we denounce violence of any kind against anyone. Our commitment is to foster understanding, to have dialogue, and extremist action that harms any individual is fundamentally against everything that everyone on this show stands for. So we wanted to start there. We are live tonight on KCNR 96.5 FM 1480, I think I'm blind, AM. Is that right?
1460.
60. Oh, my gosh. I was close. Okay. Our phone number is 530-605-4567 and 4568.
And 66, not 68.
Oh, 66. Just kidding. See, 66 and 67. Oh, my gosh. Okay. And you can call either line tonight because our other co-host, Ashley,
Skyped in
instead of on the phone. So now we have two lines open, and we do want to be able to hear all of your thoughts about today's Board of Supervisors meeting. Today we're starting our new, what would we call it, type of meeting. We want to try and have at least once a month where we discuss what's going on at the Board of Supervisors, because we have had so many topics, and they're all intertwined in our local community, but we do want to try and discuss what's been going on in our county government. So,
yeah, it seems like the national news has kind of been taking over.
Yeah.
And so maybe we can shine a light on what's happening right here in our own community.
Yeah, continue that.
But I would like to share that Governor Newsom yesterday signed AB 1955, the Safety Act, which I got to be a part of. Going and testifying in favor of this bill, so it's near and dear to my heart, and I really wanted to share some of the misconceptions of this bill and the reason behind even feeling a need to create this bill. So I'm going to give you guys my experience at my school with our school board. So
let's talk about where it started.
Yeah.
Why did we even need this bill in the first place?
Okay.
It didn't just come out of thin air.
No, it did not. So about 2 years ago, just post-COVID, when Moms for Liberty kind of came out, Chino passed this policy that is a forced outing policy. There's a little feedback there, huh? Forced outing policy, which, did we get? I think we're cut off. We're cut off.
I'm cut off.
Hey, we're off. We're off.
We need back on. Yeah.
We're all off.
Are we back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. We lost power there for a minute. Okay. So I'll go backwards. Chino passed this policy, their school board passed this policy that would force teachers within 3 days to contact parents, guardians, whomever is in charge of their student, of any non-gender conforming behavior. So like changing of a name, a boy acting like a girl acting like a boy, whatever that looks like. Teachers were going to be tasked with sending a letter home, sending an email home, or having a phone conversation with the guardian of that student within 72 hours. So Ed Code and the state of California states that students do have a right to privacy. And so it started going back and forth between the teachers and the school board that we were like, we could lose our credential for not following state law and Ed Code. And so the word privacy became kind of ambiguous during that time because parents and some parents, the Moms for Liberty parents were saying that they had a right to know what was going on in their child's life, which I think nobody argues with that. Parents have a right to know what's going on in their child's lives.
And the policy, there was already a policy in place. And
yes.
The policy is what the people, the Moms for Liberty folks, were complaining about in the first place.
Correct.
Because the policy said, parents shall be informed when appropriate.
Yes.
And so
all means, like, all steps would be taken
right.
that would be most appropriate in including the parents in that conversation.
Yes. Almost always.
Almost always, yes.
And never in your experience has that not happened.
Not in my experience, no.
Yeah.
So fast forward, it's been back and forth, legal battles, labor battles, union battles. And so finally, it came down to going to Sacramento and asking for help from our leadership. And they came through and said, you know what, we're not going to force teachers to, we're not going to put them in this precarious situation where, like, I want to just give sort of a hypothetical. If you are a parent, even if you are a very accepting parent, loving parent, and you get a letter in the mail stating that your child's English teacher thinks that they are non-gender conforming, how do I write that letter? Am I the right person to be writing that letter? Do I have the skills and ability and the background and the education to be having that kind of a sensitive conversation with students and parents? And I think unequivocally, most teachers would say, no, we are not equipped to do that. The irony of it to me is that so many of those parents who are saying that, I thought we got cut off. No?
Oh, okay.
These are the parents that don't want government involved in their lives. They keep saying that. Like, we don't want government involved in our children's lives. We don't want government involved in our lives. And yet they want the public school teacher to somehow be involved in that conversation, which seems very private, very personal, and something that I'm not comfortable having with a parent.
Right.
And I don't think we should be forced to. So this bill does not prevent any teacher or school employee from ever having that conversation with a parent. What it does is it blocks a school board from forcing teachers to have those conversations with parents. So it's the whole blanket statement, you know, like having any sort of blanket policy. It would be like with anything else, every situation, every student, we deal with human beings, right? And they come to us from all different backgrounds, all different race, ethnicity, gender. And so we have to be considerate of all of those things. And these blanket policies don't hold into account any of those things, nor the safety of the student should they not have a supportive family at home.
Right.
So...
So now it's law that we can't have
law.
A
yep.
School board
yes.
decide that they're going to create policies that...
Yeah, and I think a lot of parents also have been led to believe that we are somehow working against parents. And, you know, that word trans groomer has come up a lot. And they think that students are getting transgender therapy at school.
Right, which they're not.
That is not happening. Like many people have said time and time again, we cannot give your child a cough drop, an aspirin, anything like that without parent permission. We certainly cannot give them testosterone at school. I mean, it's
or abortions a bit, in the bathroom. Or,
yes. We did have somebody at a school board meeting say that's the slippery slope, right?
Yes.
That next we would be giving abortions in, it was in the cafeteria.
In the cafeteria, yes. And I'm laughing, but it's not funny.
It really isn't funny because
it's serious. Somebody actually said that. Mm-hmm. So this conversation that's happening is leading to much more extremist conversation.
Yeah.
Which leads to more extremist actions, which can be disastrous. And we have to take a break.
Oh, more break
so
time.
We already took 15 minutes of our show, but I know it was very fast, but we are ready for break. So we will be back in just a few minutes to talk about today's supervisor meeting. Be right back.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me on Wednesday as we welcome the Sheriff's Department of Shasta County. Let's find out what's going on in the Sheriff's Department, the jail, and more. Also joining us, Korean War veterans. All of this on Wednesday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Shocking laughing, got love.
Welcome back. We are live with KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, 530-605-4567, I hope.
67 is the open line.
Yes, okay, we are right. 67 is the open line. So feel free to call in and chat with us if you'd like. We are going to be taking calls. The first thing you want to chat about, and Ashley, you're back, right?
I am.
All right, there you are. Okay, so we're going to first touch base about supervisor reports. So I was driving back from Trinidad this morning, and I was listening to the soup reports. And I will just say I am a Area 3. I live in Area 3, so Mary is my supervisor, thank God, at this point. And I appreciate Mary immensely for her detailed analysis of what she does for not just Area 3, but for our entire community. Somebody got up and bashed her for telling the people what she does. And I was like, that's what she's supposed to do? I mean, if that's all you have to say about Mary, then go, Mary. What did you think?
Like, how dare your supervisor go out and do work amongst the community members that doesn't only have to do with food?
This is true. This is true. I did notice how much significantly longer her supervisor report was, and she does have quite a few more assignments than everyone else, so perhaps that's why she talks so much about the things that she does. And I didn't hear her mention any lunch that she had with anyone or any barbecue she attended. They were all very important items.
Yeah, even before the supervisor's report started today, I thought to myself, how much longer is Mary's going to be than literally everyone else's? And the thing I think that the one speaker kind of got up in arms over Mary about was whenever another, let's say the chair, starts talking about some sort of project that he's been working on or that, you know, I want to get in touch with these people, I want to do that. She has a very long history in public service, and it doesn't have to just do with her serving on the board. She is a very involved community member, and she has a lot of experience, even in the private sector, dealing with these different entities that have to do with how her business and her is affected.
Right,
so
and
she
not
has
only
these longstanding, she has these longstanding relationships and knows these people and knows how they work. And let's go back to that ANC article where it talks about how Kevin was kind of known for copying other people's homework. And the more we watch these meetings and the more we see these things play out, the more valid that particular point becomes. And I feel like Mary, she's pointing that out, and not just in a manner of that she's trying to point out the things that she does, but she's also kind of calling him out in a way without being, like, super obvious about it, about how we've already set the groundwork for this, and now he's taking credit for something that I've already done.
Right. And also in another instance, today she was speaking about, what was it, Jenny? What?
Are you thinking the forestry one?
Yeah, the forestry.
Like she accomplished stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and I felt like she genuinely wanted to offer value that she had to that conversation about the airport. Like, look, you guys, are you kidding me? This huge of a project cannot be taken on without us all working together, without the right people coming to the table. Kevin, you're not just going to call someone and come sit them there and smooth them so that they are going to do it all for you. That's not how this is going to work.
Chris isn't going to do that either.
And they don't have respect for Mary, and they really should, because
they automatically dismiss everything she says because they have zero respect for the one woman who's on that board.
Right.
And let's talk about the elephant in the room. It's because she's a female, they do not care what she has to say.
Yeah.
Correct.
And the way that Kevin completely just dismissed Mary, Mm-hmm. I mean, she brought so much. She handed him a gold mine full of information on how he could go get that airport situation fixed, and he just said, next.
Yep.
That was infuriating. And as her being my supervisor, I was even more infuriated because I feel like he's shutting off my voice when he does that and shutting off every other person's voice who lives in her district who mm-hmm. she's supposed to be representing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it's something to think about that Eastern Shasta County often feels neglected by Redding and Anderson. Like, mm-hmm. Eastern Shasta County has a different way of life, and Mary's actually from there. And when she gets shut down, like, all those people in Burney and Fall River and Round Mountain are like, hey, you're speaking over me. Like, you're not listening to me.
Which right? is why it's so hypocritical, because that's what they say about Shasta County, right? Like, we're not part of California. We're Shasta County. We're different.
Right. But Mary's more Shasta County than any
yeah.
of them. I'm
right.
sorry.
Yeah.
She is.
Clearly. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Mary is a rancher. She is a cowgirl. I mean, mm-hmm. she's literally a cowgirl.
Yeah.
I mean, Shasta County is so lucky to have her. I just mm-hmm. adore Mary.
Yeah.
And it's ironic because we are completely separate sides of the aisle, and we don't agree on
right.
some major things.
Yeah.
But I have so much respect for
yeah.
her.
Yeah. Yeah, because she's yeah. trying to do what's right for everyone.
And she's professional. And she'll sit there and have a conversation with you about things you don't agree with respectfully and honor
mm-hmm.
your thoughts.
Yeah.
Instead
and she's
of
like,
doing what Kevin yeah. Cry's doing right now and retaliating against every person that has anything to say that's different than him.
And then gaslighting and saying, I just want to have nice, calm meetings where people are not treated disrespectfully.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Also, super sus that he's up in the Intermountain area hanging out with Corky Harmon.
Oh.
And bravo for Mary also calling that out, because you can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. You can't be supervisor dude and going up there and trying to put forward another candidate against a sitting supervisor. Not only is that incredibly unethical, it's super rude.
And then claiming that he didn't tell her for her own benefit because she was out on medical leave.
Mm-hmm.
That was for her own benefit.
I also heard
right.
at the meeting people talk about, well, how come Eastern Shasta County isn't any better since you're representing them? And I'm like, dude, where have you been? The community center was rescued by Mary. The
mm-hmm.
The new housing units that were put in, the low-income housing to replace the old apartments, the Burney Villa, that was Mary's project. Those are Mary's things that she's been working on.
She also got a whole section of Palo Cedro. She got a grant that gave electricity. What are they called? The things that run electricity?
Transmitter?
No.
Oh, a thing that runs electricity.
When your electricity goes out and you get a, what? Generator.
Generator.
And we're playing bingo.
This is what happens when your brain overfilleth with information.
Right? Today's been a day, for sure.
So
day, yeah.
So she got a grant for Palo Cedro, for a whole community in a piece of Palo Cedro, to get generators so that when the power went out, they still have electricity.
Yes.
I mean, we could go on and on and on and on about what she has done for Area 3, and I'm assuming that whoever said that was not living in Palo Cedro.
And
or
Kevin and PJ have done a lot for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They've done a lot of working business for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so disheartening. And so many people don't know this, and that's what I mentioned earlier was, you know, national news gets a lot of attention and people get all riled up over the Trump or Biden thing. But at the end of the day, what affects us most is what is happening at those board meetings, those supervisor mm-hmm. meetings. That's what's affecting our community. And I really wish people would show up or turn it on and listen to what is happening, because that's what's affecting us here. And it's getting crazy.
All right. Well,
yeah.
we're going to go to break again, but when we get back, let's talk about the charter county and what happened with that today.
And all the extra charters.
Yeah, charter. Okay, bye.
It was late. This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me on Wednesday as we welcome the Sheriff's Department of Shasta County. Let's find out what's going on in the Sheriff's Department, the jail, and more. Also joining us, Korean War veterans. All of this on Wednesday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Church in my country could use a little mercy now. As they sank into a poison pit, it's gonna take forever to climb out.
Welcome back to Shasta and Mass. We're live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Phone number is 530-605-4567.
Look at, you're getting better at that.
Feel free to call if you want to chat or ask some questions. We are back. And that song was pretty fitting for the evening, right? And for the place we are in our country, really, and here locally. Mm-hmm. And I mean,
it's sad. It makes me sad.
It does. It makes me sad, too. And I read something the other day that Matt Plummer put out. Did you read that, Jenny?
No, I didn't read that one.
About, this was like the other day, and he talked about us coming together, like supervisors coming together, and he kind of challenged everybody to be their best selves. And he said, so can we do that, leaders? Can we do that, people that come to give their public comment? Can we do that to all of the public? And I just feel like I was contemplating that, Matt Plummer, so thank you. You at least got me contemplating
right?
it.
Yeah.
And I feel like, for me personally, I wasn't always this way. Mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time being quiet and being kinder and being and trying to be more diplomatic and professional, and I think a lot of people were. Mm-hmm. And then there's only so much that people can handle. Yeah. And then once you decide to let go of that part, and once you're like, well, that didn't work, so now you feel like you need to get into trenches with the people that are acting a certain way.
And it really is the responsibility of leadership to be the people who stand up and do that,
right,
and make sure that we keep some decorum in public places and things like that. And when we see leadership going down that road, it's so easy to get sucked into it. I mean, I'm guilty myself, mm-hmm. for sure. I'm definitely not Mother Teresa over here who doesn't partake in that. Sometimes I get sucked in. But some of the best conversations that do get me thinking, like you said, Matt Plummer got you thinking, are with my friends who have different views than I do. Mm-hmm. And when we take time, especially if we're already friends, that's where relationships are so important. But if you have people in those leadership positions who are in it for themselves, you're not ever going to get that. They're not ever going to bridge a gap or create relationships when they're there for number one.
Right.
And that's why we need to get those guys out.
And that's how it feels.
It does feel
that way. That's how it feels with our mm-hmm. current board of supervisors. It feels like at least Kevin Cry and Patrick Jones are in it for themselves. Chris Kellstrom, I haven't seen that he's there for himself.
I'm not sure he's there for anything.
But
he's there for Patrick.
What, Ash?
He's a loyal friend.
He's only there for the food.
He's there for the food. He's there for the barbecue.
Breakfast.
So, that's okay. I like food too. I'm not knocking him for the food. So, but I do think that, you know, when there's obvious decisions being made mm-hmm. that are for your own best, for your own interest, mm-hmm. how can you respect anybody like that? You can't. How can you trust them? You can't. I mean, this is the flip side to what it was back in 2020 or wherever, when the other side was upset with the board. Yeah. And it was not the same circumstances mm-hmm. because we won't even get into that because that's mm-hmm. the whole conversation on its own.
Yeah.
But but it was the same feeling of not being heard, the same feeling of anger, frustration, people just the rise of the tension until it explodes. And although I really like Matt Plummer's sentiment of we all got to be nice, I have a feeling it's not going to get any better until November, mm-hmm. Until we are...
And even then.
Even then, I mean, depending on...
How it goes.
I'm not even talking about national politics. I'm talking about local.
Yeah.
I feel like if Mary stays on the board, we have our best chance. Because I feel mm-hmm. like those supervisors will be leaders. I feel like they'll bring stability. And I feel like we will have a new board if Mary stays.
Yeah.
If she doesn't, I have a feeling that Corky Harmon is going to be another one of those mm-hmm. Kevin Cry people.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll just be another. He'll be Chris Kellstrom V2.0.
Yes, there you go. And so, anyways, let's get back to what happened today.
Yeah. The bait and switch.
So, Jenny, tell us about
what
the charter situation. What happened today?
So we had R2, and R2 was voting on. Eminent domain, which I thought that was such a strange thing, because literally it was like the seizure of property by government.
Right.
And I was like, what are you afraid of?
Yeah.
I could see why you're like, I want this voted for. Maybe like...
Down the road?
Well, okay, so maybe like the windmills, because that was brought up. And maybe, because that is sort of a seizure of property for mm-hmm. public use, that was not okayed by Shasta County.
Right.
We didn't want the windmills. Everyone was like, please, I don't want these here. And
most people are against the windmills.
And then California said, too bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that was it. Maybe that's why. That's what made them assert, we don't want that to happen again. Mm-hmm. But it was a really strange thing. When I first read it, I was like, what is this about? And then when they talked about it, I wasn't any less confused.
Right. And why are they not just being completely transparent? That's the weird thing. Like, just tell us.
Like, what brought it to mind? What made you go, oh, yes, I think that this is an important issue?
Yeah.
Because to me, it was sort of out of left field.
On the list of things to get done, it's like near the end of the list. Mm-hmm.
There's so many things. We have problems with homelessness. Crime is going up. You know, we have a low vacancy rate for housing, mm-hmm. and yet all these people who need housing, especially after the car fire and the 1,000 homes that were left, like, there's so many things we need.
Yeah.
And to be like, you cannot seize my property, California, you're like, is that happening? Is that, like, happening on a regular basis?
The only thing I could assume was that it was a just another brownie point for the anti-government crowd. But to me, it's like, okay, everyone agrees with that.
Yeah, it's just, and that's, I mean,
but
and even
it's kind
Patrick
of pointless,
Jones.
And what does it even, I mean, what what weight does it even hold?
Yeah, and even Patrick Jones was like, yeah, this should, you know, this should be a 5-0 vote because we all agree with this. And Mary's like, well, I'd agree with it if I knew why. Like, why are you bringing this up? Because it is a really strange thing to put in our charter.
Well, what Mary said was that she, I'm pretty sure she said that she didn't want to vote for it because she felt like it was a bait and switch for the voters. Mm-hmm. Like, you voted, you had them vote for this charter. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to go add things to the charter. And remember what Patrick Jones said about, what was his comment?
It was today. He said that if we were to
put
all the things in it, then we wouldn't vote for it.
Yeah. If everything's in there, then the public won't vote for it.
The exact words are, yeah, I mean, the way, wait, I wonder if I can do a Patrick Jones voice, hold on. Yeah, I mean, the way you have a successful charter is you keep it simple. You don't add 10 or 20 things at the beginning. It would have failed easily.
Oh, it would have failed easily. Yeah. Very good, very good impression.
The bait and switch.
Yeah. So he basically says the quiet thing out loud, which was, I was trying to trick the voters.
That's the thing, is these guys do this all the time. They say the quiet part out loud all the time.
And we're just like,
And their supporters just go, it's cool. Like, I'm so confused by that. The loyalty.
I guess all the things to be upset about, this one I'm not too mad about. I'm like, okay, so to me it just sounds like maybe they didn't have the full plan and they're sort of like developing that plan as they go.
Yeah, again, it's transparency though. If you want a charter and you get people to vote to put it on the ballot and then you change what is actually the definition of it, that's...
And there's a lack of trust, just like they all have said about the elections department, mm-hmm. the same thing. Even if there is no nefarious
there's no there,
thing
there.
Here,
yeah.
we still don't trust you, brah.
Yeah.
Well, so tell us what you're putting it on there for.
You know, after the gun range and some of the things that we've seen pass that were obviously unpopular in the area that they were taking place, it's very difficult to, or I guess another Patrick Jones, how we restore trust in Shasta County.
Like,
you know, it's, if you don't give us reasons to trust you, it's difficult.
And acknowledge it, too. Like, I realize, like, there are mass quantities of constituents that don't trust us. So I want to be really frank with you and tell you that this is why this is here, you know. Instead of being shocked that nobody believes them or shocked that they pick apart everything that you say because you've done some pretty naughty things, like...
Or even the fact that if your whole goal is to get people to not trust government and then you get in the government position and we don't trust you.
Counterproductive.
You know, it's like this is the culture you developed. Mm-hmm. You wanted this culture. You wanted us to question authority and to ask what is in it for you, what is behind this, what are you doing? And so then to act shocked about it and be like, how could you question me?
Yeah.
When that's what you
that's
wanted
a good point, Jenny.
To do.
Well, that's my whole theory about the charter county thing, is that they've been adding stuff to it now because they originally thought they would maintain board majority, and now they're worried they're not. And so now they want to hurry up and add all these things in there.
Yeah.
It's just a...
Gosh. And what was the next thing?
The other charter county was C2 for filling vacancies. Now, it was originally supposed to be that it went to the voters specifically, that for filling vacancies, we would have special elections.
Right.
But there is an or place there. It is we will fill vacancies based... Sorry, brain. Okay. We will either appoint or have an election.
Right.
And I was like...
And they get to decide that, right?
Yeah, it's up to the board.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to like that very much when it's the other way around.
That's what I'm saying.
And I don't think, and that's the thing. We're deciding, instead of just making it be the voter's choice, why do we have to have an or there? Because no matter what, somebody is, voice is not heard.
I was there when it was a different board and our sheriff was appointed. Mm-hmm. And there were some really angry people that felt like they weren't being heard.
Yeah.
They said that Johnson didn't put his hat in the ring against Bisanko, and therefore when he didn't show an interest to run, he shouldn't be appointed, and they wanted Green to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Green wasn't even considered, people were really angry about that, and I can understand that.
Yep.
And then we flash forward to our latest appointment of the ROV.
And let's save that for after the break, because we got to go to break right now. We'll talk about that. Thanks.
This is Carl Pott. Join Linda and me on Wednesday as we welcome the Sheriff's Department of Shasta County to find out what's going on in the Sheriff's Department, the jail, and more. Also joining us, Korean War veterans. All of this on Wednesday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Shasta Unmasked. We are live on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM, 4567. We are here if you would like to call in and chat with us about anything that happened today at the board meeting.
Last 10 minutes.
And we have 10 more minutes, so we want to chat about the retribution that Kevin Fry seems be laying out lately, starting with C4 last week and Judy Menor and her removal from the
health advisory.
And I just complete shock about that. I'm not sure.
I'm not shocked. It's Kevin.
I know. People keep telling me that. Why are you still shocked? I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. This is just crazy to me.
That's what's sad is the the desensitizing, because like week after week, it's the same stuff, and nothing happens. Like nothing changes. They just go 3-2, 3-2, 3-2, whatever yeah. Kevin wants, and Kevin's going to get, and we're just going to keep moving.
Right. That reminds me of a point that I continue to want. I want to continue bringing up, and I think I've said this before, but I feel like Kevin Cry treats our county like his business,
mm-hmm.
and he's mentioned this several times before about how in private business, yep. you do it this way in private business, but this is not a private business.
Yes, yes.
This is a government yep. where you represent people
yep.
and lots of different kinds of people,
yep.
and we all have representation. All representation needs to be at the table to be able to say the voices of their
constituents. It is supposed to be a nonpartisan board.
It is a nonpartisan position.
It is so blatantly not.
Conservative values are not supposed to be on the table here. I mean, you're supposed to be representing everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And also, government functions slowly for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there's supposed to be collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
There's supposed to be people coming to the table. There's supposed to be
thoughtful
lots of conversations.
Thoughtful decisions instead
yes.
of knee-jerk and bulldozing.
Yeah.
Board discussions are where we're supposed to make our decisions, not
yeah.
ahead of time.
Right.
Yes. So yeah, right. They come there with the decision already made. Good point. Yeah.
So, Kevin Cry, if you're listening,
please.
We plead you to start treating this county like it is not your business, like it is a county
right.
full of people.
Jess, I just want to expand on this exact point that you just made about Kevin Cry and his businesses. Remember way back a couple of years ago when Kevin made a big deal about going on Reading Buzz and talking about how he was going to acquire the old movie theater and turn it into something fantastic, and it was just going to be the greatest thing. Anybody who's local, go ahead and take a look at the old movie theater and see what's happened to it. Just go ahead. That's all I have to say about that.
But I will say that businesses, and I mean, it's kind of a kudos to Kevin. As an entrepreneur, you have to be able to fail over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to take risks.
Mm-hmm.
And fail and get yourself back up and do it
yeah.
over and over again. But you cannot do that with our county.
No, that's not. Yeah,
we don't have the resources to fail. That's why there's all these measures in place. This isn't something you can just take risk on.
Right.
And with everyone else's money and
right.
and everything, like please treat this like a government.
And he continues to ask the people that are being appointed if they ideologically agree with him.
Right.
Which is one
yeah.
of the quotes. This was about the health appointment, right? And he said, and that's the beauty of each of us having the ability to put somebody on the public health board. So, I mean, again, it's not about being argumentative. It's just we probably have very, very different directions and different beliefs of what public health is. That shouldn't be a belief.
No.
Like, public health
no.
isn't faith-based. Like,
right.
public health is, that's science. That's where science
yeah.
comes in.
And that kind of reminds me of some snikey things that Kevin Cry did today. Comments, just snarky.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even get to listen to the whole show because I was driving most
mm-hmm.
of the time, but I just kept hearing him make these digs at Mary, and then, like, for example, his famous dig is, well, we're just going to make it political, but that's okay. Let's keep talking. When he is the one that makes it political.
Gaslighting 101.
Just saying that it's political is making it political.
Yes.
Like, don't
yep.
say that. Stop using
yep.
that word.
Yep.
I mean, technically everything's political.
Well, yeah.
yeah.
It just is.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Yeah, it is, but, God.
Yeah.
So.
R8, I think.
Oh, R8.
Okay.
The
retaliation.
More retaliation.
Which this is what we do.
Which he says was not retaliation. So Cry took Garmin off of 3 or 4 of his appointments, and he said it was because. Oh, there's. Okay, let's see. I have
actual
him here.
Words.
So he took him off the Golden State Connect Authority. He took him off the Golden State Finance Authority. Took them off the Public Library Board of Trustees. Oh, wait, no. That was Thomas Taylor.
Yeah, that was Thomas
Taylor. Took him off the Rural County RCRC. And then complained about him wanting to go to, was it RCRC?
Yes.
Complained about him wanting to go to RCRC because he's going to be gone at the end of the year anyways, and why should he get to make those connections? Like, come on! Yeah. He's still...
He's put him out to pasture.
Yeah, he's still here to represent his constituents in his area. Yeah. He has a right to go, just like anybody else.
But then Kevin mentioned the cost also, right?
Yeah.
That's ironic.
Was Patrick Jones taken off anything? Because he's also gone.
No.
Yeah, because he's leaving too, right?
Because I don't think he's replaced on anything. And he was voted out, unlike Tim, who just...
chose to leave. Right.
Well, it's more he was redistricted, so we'll never know.
Right, voted back in.
But Patrick Jones was voted out, and yet he hasn't been taken off anything.
Right.
Technically, when you've been voted out that early, you're supposed to start filtering in the other person. So, like, Matt Palmer should be taking over some of these things so he knows how to do it.
Right. So they partner up.
Yeah.
Yeah, like shadow. That would be the idea.
And not to mention the fact that well, here's one thing. First, I requested I did a PRA request for the last 2 years of travel.
Mm-hmm.
And I did get those back last night. They sent them back to me in time. Thank you for the clerk of the board. I haven't had a chance to go over them because it was too late and all of them. But I did, one thing I recognize is, for one, not one single receipt for Mary Rickert.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? She hasn't requested one dime from the county for her travel expenses?
No, she
doesn't. Is that real?
Yeah. She says that over and over, that she does it herself. She's never requested anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, to me, that's huge. Mary lives pretty far away.
Okay.
I mean...
Yeah.
And she travels a lot.
If you ever talk to her, like, she is always going somewhere. She's always doing something for our county. She's a busy lady.
Yeah. And there were thousands of dollars worth of requests from other people, including Kevin Cry, who went to go visit the pillow man.
My pillow man.
And I heard him say today that, I have the quote in front of me, so partially true, but then erroneous in others. The Lindell trip, when I went to the staff and said, hey, I can pay for this, and they said, no, you need to have the county pay for this because this is county business. Okay, so I stepped in traps, and I get that. In traps, people are literally sitting there being like, oh, let's get Kevin Cry and make him pay for that. Or
so one of two things is happening there that isn't good for our chair. Either he was too naive and dumb to know, or he is lying, and neither one of those are good.
Yeah. Well, I think the first weird, strange, maybe dumb decision was to go visit the pillow guy.
Yeah. Hello.
And if you're going to do that on your own dime because you truly believe in this man and what you've learned from whatever he saw to believe in him, then you best be doing that on your own dollar.
Yes.
Well, and that's not the only election denier huckster he's gone to go visit either.
Oh, for sure.
He spent time with Carrie Lake, too, who's from Arizona and some reason was in California and then somehow decided that she and him were going to have a conversation that has anything to do with Shasta County.
Did we pay for that one?
Not in Shasta County.
Yeah, did
we? No, I think he paid for that one.
Oh, yeah, good. I hope not.
He learned his lesson after we all asked questions.
And that's good, but still... He is. It just shows what his agenda is, and he pretends like he doesn't have an agenda, and he pretends like everyone else is political, but not him.
He also brought us Clint Curtis, just to remember.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was headhunting.
Yeah.
Well.
And Chris Street.
And Chris Street. All the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The loyalists, right? Replace competence with loyalty, and you get your way.
Right.
I mean,
which is the punishment that he's showing right now.
Yep.
Look what happens when you're not loyal.
Yep.
You lose your appointment. You, I mean, I've heard so many stories of things happening to people that aren't loyal to Kevin Cry, and we have
17 seconds.
Really? We're done?
Oh, my gosh.
You have about 30 more seconds.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyways, we will just real quickly... Say goodbye to everybody. Thank you for listening
tonight.
Thank you,
Jenny, for coming on and helping us.
Thank you, Jenny. We appreciate you and all that you do, speaking up at the board meetings. And everybody, have a great night.
Bye, Ashley, on Skype.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you next week.
Bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.